Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch, specifically our Thursday episode. Yes. Everybody knows on Thursdays we chat with the Swifties, okay?
Yes.
The members of our Taylor Watch community. Thank you as always, and thank you so much. We are now at 5,000 subscribers.
Yay! Woo!
So please keep subscribing and following and paying attention and sticking with us.
Yes.
And we can keep doing this for you guys.
And yeah,
we're
so
pumped about
it. Be talking to everyone.
I know.
I love reading all this stuff. Yeah.
Everyone's so interactive. So like we said the other day, our Thursday episodes are going to be voicemails, DMs, and texts from people. And that's what we'll be doing every Thursday.
Yeah.
So I say we, oh, whoa,
we have to jump right in. I was going to say.
Oh my God. So moments after we posted, I think what, 15 minutes?
It was like a couple hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes you feel
thank
better.
Thank God. Yeah.
Barely though. Like it's ridiculous. We posted we posted our episode.
We posted our episode at like 6:30. I think it was posted at like 9.
Was it that late?
8:30.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
You're
right. It wasn't right after, thank God.
It felt so close
that
I was so pissed.
Yeah.
So we posted our usual Tuesday episode a little bit early because of the album announcement drop. Very exciting stuff. I would say, you know, a short time after we posted it, Taylor Swift goes ahead and releases the track list.
Yes.
And it must be addressed.
Yes.
For the Tortured Poets Department, of course, we're talking about at this point in time.
Yep.
And then also, I kept my promise. I was up at 5 a.m. watching the Tokyo concert, which turns out I was an hour late. Started at 4 a.m. It did start at 6 p.m., even though we talked ourselves out of it. I don't know. I'm getting mixed information online, but I'll be up at 4 tomorrow morning.
And I will be supporting you in my dreams.
This is a personal goal of mine, because I'll be honest, yeah, I went to bed at like 10 last night.
Yeah.
Usually what happens is like I'll get home from work and I'm fucking exhausted. I could go to sleep right then, 6
o'clock,
whatever.
Yeah, me too. Honestly, same.
And then sometimes I do nap. Like I'll just pass out on the couch and then I'll wake up at 10 and then whole thing. If I don't fall asleep right away, I'll get a second wind and then it'll carry me through till like 10. And then I'm getting kind of sleepy. And then if I don't go to sleep right then, I get a second wind and then I'm up till 4 in the morning.
Right,
so it's like one or the other. So I just didn't give in to that second wind last night. And
you stayed up all the way till 4 a.m. or did you go to
sleep? No. I didn't give in to the second wind. I just went to my bed at 10 o'clock. I said, you know what? Go to bed, girl.
I went to bed early last night too.
Yeah. And it was nice. And I won't lie, I feel pretty refreshed as of now.
I feel okay. I hate that because I woke up and I was like, wow, I feel like I like actually like got a good amount of sleep.
Yeah. I was surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I probably ended up falling asleep. This is boring, but I'm just, you know, whatever.
Yeah, we are now discovering that going to bed early gives you a good night's sleep.
I'm also day two trying to quit vaping again for like the fifth time in my life. And even talking about it makes me want it. So that's actually tough. But I feel good.
Proud of you.
So, you know, we're going to keep it rolling at least through the Tokyo shows, see if we can kick these bad habits and
no
wake
vapes,
up early like an adult.
Going
no
to
vapes,
bed early.
Going to bed
Thank
early.
Thank you, Taylor Swift.
Washing your face.
Yeah.
Thank you, Taylor Swift. So, that's all great. We love it. How do we feel about the new the track list?
I mean,
holy shit.
So I went through it for that first time. It's funny because it was like every Swiftie trying to read this track list and it's like you're reading it sideways and you're squinting.
I saw that.
And you're like closing
I booked
one
Mark
eye.
One. I bookmarked one that has just like the list of it. Hold on, let's see.
Oh, perfect.
It was like
I have it in front of me too.
Here we go. For the visually impaired.
It's like insanely small.
It was crazy. So we have
should we just go through each one and say our thoughts?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Fortnite.
Featuring Post Malone.
Shout out all the Fortnite players.
Shout
out all the Fortnite
Hilarious.
Swifties,
like that's
because,
going to be
yeah,
that
when
will
I saw
be a
that
thing.
I was like Fortnite. Like
it's so
not
funny.
Fortnite, but it is Fortnite.
But it's
in
making
my
you
eyes.
Think
yeah.
of Fortnite.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Whereas, like, I don't think of. I would never think of the video game. I'm thinking of the Fortnite is 2 weeks, right? I think that's what a Fortnite technically is. Like, oh, it'll take a fortnight to get there.
Yes,
thinking
yes,
about
a
like Game of Thrones. You know? Featuring Post Malone.
Love
I'm extremely excited about that because I am a massive Post Malone fan.
Me
People
too.
Forget. I got to meet him a couple years ago. That was unbelievable.
I didn't realize that they were besties. I saw a clip of them and she like ran up and hugged him when she won an American Music Award.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't
a few
realize
years ago.
They were good friends.
They are good friends and I'm sure they've been looking for a way to collaborate for years because they, for people that like are fans of Post Malone, like myself, you know that most of his songs are kind of like sad boy vibe.
Yeah, totally.
Like he has a bunch of good like bangers, whatever. But like, for example, if you want a taste of what Fortnite could be. Hmm. Go ahead and listen to "I Fall Apart" by Post Malone. Yeah. I would say that that
or like
is
Stay
yeah. is fantastic. Anything from the Stony album, go check that out, and then and worry not, fear not, and get excited because I think it's gonna be fantastic.
Yeah, totally. I think that they are an unexpected duo, but I feel like Post Malone, every time he's a feature, he
crushes it.
He fits right in with whatever artist.
He's got that great voice.
Like a chameleon. He can blend in with whatever.
Totally. Very excited about it.
And then we have the Tortured Poets Department
title track. Yeah. Title track. No, again, no idea what this could be about. Yeah. I assume it'll be, you know, and no features. It could be like a... you know, a diatribe of all the members.
Good word.
Thank you.
I don't know what that means, though.
Like a list to, you know.
Okay.
Like an explanation.
Of the meaning.
Of the meaning
right,
of what, right. what the Tortured Poets Department is.
Right.
Would be cool. I would love that.
And then it's "My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys."
This is interesting.
There's a lot of mouthful.
A lot of mouthfuls on this track list. Also a lot of potential double meanings. Mm-hmm. At first glance, this seems like, oh no, what could this be about? Like, this is some sort of metaphor, whatever.
Yeah.
Then there's the less metaphorical reasoning behind it, and it could just be about our cats. People are thinking that there's a few cat songs on here.
I would die laughing if all the songs that people think are about Joe are just about the cats.
I would think it was so fucking funny, like a hilarious
album.
My
boy Benjamin, he only breaks his favorite
toys. I'm going ahead, I think that's about Benjamin at this point.
Hilarious.
Benjamin the cat. Mm-hmm.
And then "Down Bad," which I'm claiming.
Yeah, that one's gonna be a good one. I bet that one will be sexy.
Ooh.
I think it's going to be a sexy, like, ooh, I'm down bad. Like, you know when you say
like
that?
Over like, you, like, I'm down, yo, okay.
That's what I think.
Okay, I was thinking it was going to be, like, a sad song.
People are thinking that, too. For some reason, I think I'm thinking that she's,
I like that theory. It's gonna be sexy. I like that theory.
Yeah, that's my guess.
And then this one made me gasp.
Track five.
Let's not get into track five, though, because I have a voicemail
about
it.
Good, okay.
But I gasped.
Holy Christ.
So long, London.
I have no words. We'll save it. We'll talk about it after when we have the call about it, because holy shit.
I know. Mm-hmm. But "Daddy, I Love Him."
Immediately knew it was a Little Mermaid quote.
I didn't put two and two together.
"But Daddy, I Love Him."
Yeah,
as he's like blasting apart her grotto. Oh, King Triton was so... behind the times with that. However, you know, Prince Eric was human and she was a mermaid, so it was a tough thing.
She was 16.
Yeah, and she was 16 and she was being manipulated, you know, by a sea witch, whatever. Yeah. I also think that they say that Rachel McAdams says that to her dad in The Notebook.
Oh.
But "Daddy, I Love Him."
Interesting.
Like, when he's leaving or he breaks up with her or whatever, like, I do, there are many show, movie...
Yeah, moments.
Moment where the... you know, the protagonist woman says that about the, like, deadbeat guy who doesn't deserve her and her, according to her father, and he's trying to protect her and whatever.
Like the guy from the off-beaten path.
Yeah. The Ryan Atwoods of the world. Barton is like her, her face? Marissa.
Yeah.
Marissa Cooper. You know, those, for those girls.
I really liked the comparison that people were making online, like, that Ariel had to, like, give up her voice in order to be with a man.
Yep.
So that was an interesting theory.
Huge. And she was Ariel for Halloween.
Right.
New Year's party 2019.
Oh. I thought it was Halloween.
People were saying it was a New Year's Eve party that she hosted, I guess, costume party. Oh, and it was to come as, like... I forget what the theme was. The theme made sense for her to be wearing.
Like, come as your favorite. Like,
something.
Yeah.
Like your hero something. I forget exactly. But yes, it was something like that.
Like a childhood hero or something.
Something like that. I think literally exactly that. But, right. And Joe was not there.
Of course he wasn't. Fresh Out of the Slammer.
We love this because...
I feel like Nobody, No Crime vibe,
It ties right into... ready for it. He can be my jailer, Burton to this tailor.
Oh.
She's fresh out the slammer, actually.
Shit.
She's no longer in jail. She doesn't want to be in jail for this man's love.
Okay.
That's what people are saying online.
Mm-hmm. And then Florida.
Florida.
With 3 exclamation points.
Florida.
Florida.
Featuring Florence and the Machine. Which is going to be, number one, tremendous. Number two, the
love
theories
Florence
online for this one is that it's written about her first night performing in Tampa. And which was the same day that the news of the breakup happened. And there was all kinds of problems. Yeah, and I guess on the mic she said something like, it's just one of those nights or one of those days, like, you know, whatever, which in my head seems the only logical explanation for a song called Florida with three exclamation points.
I do think it's logical explanation, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like,
what's her tie?
I don't know what her tie is to Florida, honestly.
Someone said her parents live there or her mom lives there. I'm like, what? I thought they live in Nashville.
Yeah, me too.
So I don't know. Someone said that. I don't know. I don't know how real
that
is.
I could see that being I could see that being the case for sure, but I don't know. Something about the exclamation points is giving me like wind in your hair vibes. Like Florida. True. We're going to Florida.
Totally. Like something
that doesn't
bubbly.
Really fit the vibe of the album, it seems like. Agreed. So I don't know.
I wonder if it's like an angry, like Florida. Yeah. Like, oh, Florida.
Yeah, because I mean, shit goes down in Florida. So shit always she's like annoyed down. With people in Florida. Like, come on, Florida.
Shit always goes
get
down.
Get your shit together.
I know. And then, wait, can I? Something that just made me think of this because somebody said that her like mom lives there or something. Where has Andrea been? Is she okay?
Oh, I don't know.
We saw her on
quiet?
Christmas. We saw her on Christmas, but we haven't seen her in a while.
She went to the they not the whole family go?
I only saw her dad and her brother, but maybe she was there.
I think
at the
she
Grammys?
Was there. Oh, okay. No, no. Oh, I meant at the Chiefs game.
No.
Oh, she wasn't there.
No, she was there
at
the Christmas one. She was
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Okay.
The Christmas one.
So maybe she, I mean, isn't she
maybe
sick?
She's just busy. No, I don't think, I don't know if she is or not. I'm just curious. I'm just curious about Andrea.
I hope she's okay.
She's so, well, maybe she's busy. Maybe she's got a boyfriend or something. I kind of have interest in her, like, living her life. I think that it's sweet. Like, when I was watching, Miss Americana or something recently, when they talk about her having those big ass dogs.
Yeah.
She got those huge dogs. It just made me think like, hell yeah. Like she's rich on her own. Like totally. She can do her own thing. And I hope she's living it up, you know?
Yeah, maybe she's in Florida.
That's what I'm saying. If she's in Florida, maybe she's got a hot new man.
Yeah, I would love that.
She's living it
her.
Up. Because I feel like her family, like, it just seems like Scott is suddenly so front-facing. Like, he always has been,
totally.
Like, involved for sure. But it feels like I see Scott more than anybody these days.
Yeah, maybe he wants to be a little bit more involved. Travis is around. He loves football. He's
maybe
like,
that's
I'm
what
in.
It is. Yeah. Anyway, just things I'm thinking about.
Yeah, okay. Andrea, we love you.
Yeah, we love them all. We love all the Swifts.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Guilty as sin? Question mark.
I have no idea what this could
be. Yeah, me neither.
No idea.
This to me is a bit of a sexy song, maybe.
Could be. Sin.
And then the question mark throws me off.
Yeah, right. Guilty as sin. Maybe it's going to be like a, you know, what's so bad about fucking around?
Oh, I like that.
I'm just ready for like sex vibes. Like,
okay,
I'm really looking for sex.
Are you guilty as sin?
Yeah. Are you guilty of sin? To the tune of Ready For It.
Are you guilty of sin? Boom, boom, boom.
That was a good, I think that was a good whip sound by me.
Wow.
Did that sound just like it?
Kinda. Wow. No, that was bad. That was like Donald Duck.
Boom, boom. Wow.
Ooh, that was
good. That was
good,
right?
Yeah, that was good.
I wonder what my mouth looks like when I'm doing that. Anyway, probably embarrassing.
Who's afraid of little old me? I feel like this is going to be like an introspective.
Who's afraid of little old me?
Ooh.
Can you see me through the trees?
I'm just a girl. Running around freely. Who's afraid of little old me?
Is it Little Bo Peep, perhaps? What's Little Bo Peep's like? Doesn't she have a thing that's like, who's afraid of little old me, Little Bo Peep?
I don't know. What am I? Little old me? That always just reminds me like,
who, little old me?
Oh, who me?
Heavens to Betsy, not little old me.
Oh, my darling, not me. I would never do that.
My darling, I don't even know what you're thinking. Yeah. It would be have nothing to do with little old me. That's Taylor. We get country Taylor back.
Okay, we're getting.
Who's afraid of little old me is actually
Transatlantic.
Atlantic version.
Yeah.
We're actually getting that's actually a vault track from the debut album, and she misplaced it.
Yeah. That's funny. And then this also, I love this title. I can fix him, and then parentheses, no, really, I can.
I love that.
I feel
that's
like,
gonna be a crowd favorite.
Yeah, I feel like that's been like kind of like an internet saying, internet meme going on for a little while.
Forever.
So I love that. And I feel like,
I've been
like,
singing that to the tune of I Can See You. I can fix him. No, really, I can fix him. And I can fix him. Like, that's with me.
That's hilarious. Wait, I love that. I can fix him.
No, really, I can't fix him. I can fix him.
I love that.
Yeah, it's great. Again, Taylor, just like take notes. You can.
Yes.
You're welcome
if you
for
wanna,
all this.
Like, do reworking some remastering. Yeah. Just call us up.
Put out, just add these extra versions. Like, you put out like 25 versions of,
and then
you know.
Could do like the Taylor Watch version.
Yeah, the Taylor Watch.
Like, yeah.
I can fix him. No, I really can fix him. I forget. We gotta get the words down.
Yeah. Okay. And then we have as a, what's the term?
An acronym.
An acronym. Mm-hmm. LOML, mm-hmm. which love most him. People think means love of my life.
Traditionally, it means love of my life.
It could mean light of my life.
Could mean light. Could mean loss.
Loss of my life.
Unfortunately for Taylor, whenever I hear love of my life now, it's baby.
Yeah.
You are the love of my life.
Yeah, I love that.
Whoa, baby.
Oh, such
damn.
A good song.
Such a good song.
Yeah, it's also kind of crazy that they could potentially have a song with the same name.
I know, that is
so maybe that's
nuts.
Why she didn't name it Love of
could
My
be.
Life.
Did you see decided. The pictures of Harry going around with the But Daddy I Love Him yes. t-shirt on? Yes. Are those real?
Yeah,
pictures?
that's a real picture.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, because yeah. I don't know like what that was from, but I to be clear, I don't think any of this has anything to do with Harry Styles,
no,
but I
no.
do think that's a hilarious yes. coincidence.
The what are they called? Terry's? Harry's? What are they called? Their stands? Haler.
I was like, I have
the
no,
Haler
I was
Sands
like,
will never
Taylor.
Go away. Yeah, I was like, Terry?
No. Halers.
Yeah.
The Halers.
No, they could, Taylor
they could, they'll
could
never
bring,
sleep.
Like, burp, and they'd be like, oh my God, Harry Styles once burped. and they are in love. Back in 2012. They ate a burrito together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's remember, this is the same man that we wrote Now That We Don't Talk About. I think she finished him. He's done.
Right. Exactly.
Or what's the other one, too?
I can't breathe.
Oh, sorry.
I'm
you
okay.
want a water?
Can I have one? No, I
oh,
have
you
one.
Have one. Okay. What's the other song, though? The Is It Over Now?
Yeah.
That one is, you know, a big fuck you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, okay. LOML, we don't know what it's about. Some people online are speculating. Travis, I was like, too soon.
Too soon. I don't think any songs.
She's not. Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
And I don't think she wants to do that.
Yeah, I agree.
Right.
I Can Do It With a Broken Heart is really sad.
That's going to be sad.
And
it's either
going to
be sad or it's going to be like girl power anthem.
Yes. Yes.
One or the other.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I think maybe it could be like a little mix of
could
both.
Could be a little bit of both. Yeah.
You sent me a clip of Taylor after singing Lover. She's descending into the stage and she wipes a little bit of a tear.
Yeah.
And the tweet says, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
Yes.
I am wondering maybe if she's just wiping some sweat.
I thought that, but it's during Lover.
I know, yeah.
You know?
Like,
it's like the it's like a third right, song she sings.
Yeah, and it's like right when the tear.
And it's her. So the clip is she finishes the last strum of Lover, and the stadium
stage
goes dark,
yeah.
And she puts her head back, which she doesn't always do.
Right.
But in my eyes, looking at that, it was her holding the tears in because they were coming and keeping them up. And then when the lights went off, she goes like this and they just fall. Mm-hmm. And she goes like this quick and then continues
on.
That's because that was apparently Tampa Night 1.
Oh, right.
That's what people were saying.
Okay.
So
okay.
I don't know. Again,
it's
who
all
knows?
Piecing together.
This new video that's out of her wiping a tear like that was held and gatekept by the person who took the video. The person who took the video said, I've been holding on to this video since then,
wow.
waiting for the right time.
Okay, we're gatekeeping.
I said, woo. So who knows what kind of information
damn,
is out there.
What other videos do people have?
I don't know, but everybody better post it all right now. Because this is crunch time, okay?
Yeah, what the hell? You
what are we
leave
thinking?
Out
you can't
clues.
Hold stuff back from the Swifties? That's fucked
that's
up.
That's crazy.
Don't gatekeep.
Yeah.
It's funny, though, when people are like, I gatekeep this for a year and a half. I'm like,
what? That's
bitch.
Wild.
Why?
I do think that it has to do maybe with something with doing the tour and singing those songs. Because I don't know how she does it.
I don't know either.
Singing those songs about, obviously, Joe. And it's just like, you have to really be in a good mental
totally.
State.
Totally. I also, too, like, if I sing Lover out loud in the car or something like that, I'm crying by the end of it.
Yeah,
like,
I get
and it's
so
not even
sad.
A,
no, there's
a,
certain,
a part of my life. Like,
totally. There's certain Taylor Swift songs that I really just can't listen to because they make me so sad. So to perform them in front of 50,000 people is freaking insane.
It's not even always like sad. It's just very emotional. Mm-hmm. Like they're just all so emotional, especially if you like really think about it. So I don't know how she does it.
Yeah.
She's a queen. She's mm-hmm. everything.
Yep.
Next one, The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. That's the other one that people think maybe is about Benjamin the cat. Benjamin the cat. Or could it be Scooter Braun?
Oh.
Or could it be Jover? Joe,
yeah. Smallest Man Who Ever Lived is very funny because it could be like a funny short joke.
Yeah,
but
could be.
To me, it's like Small Ego, maybe.
Definitely Small Ego.
Yeah.
I also don't think anybody's that short. Like, Yeah, no. Who's so short? Like even Ja was not that short.
Scooter Braun, is he short?
Scooter Braun is, I believe, short, yes.
Yeah, but which I feel like at this funny. Point, she's like...
She's over him, though.
Yeah.
She's like, you know...
Oh, he's 5'11". That's not that short.
Oh, no, he's not that... Anyway. So, yeah, curious about that. Yeah. Could be about Benjamin the Cat. We have The Alchemy after that, which I'm looking forward to that. What could that be about? I think that's going to be a really, like, witchy one.
Yeah, like
Alchemy's,
that.
Like, potions and, like...
Yeah.
Elixirs and things like that, so we'll have to see. 16 will be Clara Bow.
There's a lot of lore behind this.
So much lore. Yeah. And when the list came out, that was the first thing I Googled was who's Clara Bow? And in my head I was like, maybe it's another Last Great American Dynasty type storytelling version. But the similarities between Taylor and Clara Bow are pretty prominent. And so Clara Bow was a silent film actress in the 20s. She ended up translating to, once they added audio to movies, she was still really good. So she became a movie star. At a certain point, she like left the world and, you know, just ran off and started a new life outside of Hollywood. But she was like, she was in a movie called It Girl. And she became the It Girl, and everyone was obsessed with her and like couldn't get enough of her, whatever, whole thing, too much so that she eventually like, you know, gave up her life in Hollywood or whatever. But there are so many, her whole outfit that she wore to the Grammys is like a Clara Bow outfit, like the watch necklace,
yeah,
the jewelry, it was crazy.
Yeah,
also there's one thing else about her. Oh, my God. The star? The Hollywood star?
Oh, yeah.
Her, Clara Bow's Hollywood star is on the corner of Sunset and Vine.
So crazy.
Which is crazy. I saw a tweet being like, I like to think that the universe, like, sees when Taylor's in the middle of something and it rearranges to fit her narrative.
Yeah,
because
totally.
How the fuck? It's crazy. Does she, like... She sang that in a song and she found this. It's just a crazy, crazy coincidence.
And you sent me this, but it said like, Clara Bow was the It Girl, the silent film era. Mm-hmm. And then her quote, my life in Hollywood contained plenty of uproar. I'm sorry for a lot of it, but not awfully sorry.
Love it.
And that's so Taylor.
It's so Taylor. Yeah. It's very Rebecca Harkness.
Yes,
it's very
that,
like unapologetically confident and
had a marvelous time
being yourself.
Everything.
Exactly. Yeah. Like love it. So that's going to be that'll be a great song, I bet.
Yes. Yeah, totally.
So good. And then last will be The Manuscript, which it seems based on some of the images we're seeing, The Manuscript is also the name of like the file that this is in.
Okay.
So I like, cause it'll list all of them out and it has it at the bottom, obviously, but also at the top it says The Manuscript.
Yeah.
So I'm very curious what that's going to be about. I'm sure it'll be same vein as like Dear Reader, you know, Mastermind, tone wise, but who knows how these songs are going to sound.
Like the Manuscript, The Alchemy, like those are like two songs where I was like, oh, that could literally be about anything.
Yeah. And we are anticipating a lot of words, a lot of big words, a lot of Googling in our future.
Yes. It's going to be a lot of like metaphors and similes. Yes. And, yes.
Ooh,
you know,
I can't wait to eat it all up.
I know,
can't wait
me
to eat
too.
It all up.
I love a good
delicious
metaphor. Yeah.
Did you write your poem, by the way? Did you write a poem?
Oh my God, I didn't write a poem.
I wrote a poem this morning.
Okay, perfect.
But I'll read one poem from someone, unfortunately. Oh, good, oh, good. Oh, but thank you for submitting a poem. How fun.
Yeah, it's very cute, yeah.
Rolling poem submissions until this album comes out.
Yeah,
so
if you want to share a poem,
if it's fun or cute or whatever, it's fun. I love encouraging people.
Wait, can you read yours?
I would love to.
Yay.
It's silly.
Okay.
You guys will laugh.
Wait, did you write it about an album?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll guess what album.
You'll
it
know
is.
Right away.
Okay.
You'll know immediately. You'll probably know before I even start.
Okay.
It's not Folklore though. I saved Folklore in case you were gonna write about Folklore.
Yeah, I was, but I forgot. Fuck.
Okay. So bring it
next
time.
Yeah,
bring
yeah.
it next time. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Set in a dramatic tone. Where are you, my serpent?
Oh.
I can feel you slithering near.
Ooh.
But you are not here. Instead, hidden in the shadows, stretching your scales and biding your time. But when will you be mine? When will we again do bad things and take no blame? They're looking now. What will we do? The car is parked out back. I'm sick of this motel bar. He's not so gorgeous anymore, and there's a new game to end. Tie up our hands. We like you for you. We'll clean up bottles, take off our dresses, and let all the pieces fall right into place.
That was great.
It's about reputation.
Yes. If you could not tell.
So that was fun. I wrote that at 7:49 this morning.
Wait, I love that.
So much. I did so much.
Yes. You are the hardest working bed. Person I've
ever I'm the hardest sports. Working person. That's what they say about me. That's what everyone
that
here says
so
about me.
I'm good. I'm the I hardest really like working that. Person.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I felt good about it. I felt like it was fun.
Yeah.
And it shows how I feel. I want that fucking album.
Yeah. It's your time for the snake to slither out.
It's time for the snake to slither. Yeah. So that was my poem. But can we read the poem that someone submitted?
Oh,
and
sure.
Then we'll go into the rest of the submissions.
Yes.
Because again, we're in our poetry era.
Okay.
Now.
So this girl said, love a literature assignment. Ooh. I'll let you guess which album this is about.
Yay.
Okay. White horses, new choices. All eyes on glittering gold. Broken hearted, something started. A story desperate to be told.
Ooh.
Timeless love, push to shove. Dreams could never hope to mirror this. Drastic changes, growing stages. Now or never, girl, we're fearless.
Fearless, for sure.
It has to be fearless, yeah, right?
When she said timeless, I was like,
fearless.
Timeless,
I thought speak now.
Well, right, yeah. Right. And then...
But then glittering gold. White
yes.
horse.
Yes, white horse, yeah. For sure.
And then like
ooh,
mirror.
But that's hard, because you're right. Timeless is...
Is speak now.
Is
I know,
that
which kind of threw
yeah,
me off.
Yeah.
That's a speak now of all track.
I was going to say, yeah. Okay.
But
who
I mean,
likes that song? Does Dave like that song?
Yeah, Dave.
Yeah,
loves
yeah,
that
yeah,
song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay.
But yeah, growing stages kind of gives me fearless as well.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I think
first of all, love it, love
yeah,
it.
That was incredible.
Fantastic.
Very cute. Very good.
Similar vibes as me. To
yeah,
incorporate
totally.
The like lyrics and
yeah,
and
yeah.
I love that. I love yeah. that. I think that that's a fun
very
way to do
cute.
It. Very cute.
Thank you for submitting.
Who
that.
Submitted?
She didn't say her name.
Oh well, thank
yeah.
you. Thank you, anonymous poet. We love you.
Yes.
Just another member of the tortured tortured poets
yes.
department.
Yes.
As we all are.
Okay.
Yay.
This one is more for you, Kyle.
Ooh, uh-oh.
Hey, guys. This is Libby from St. Louis. I am hey, calling
girl.
Just because where the hell are you finding these live streams for the Tokyo tour? I tried to log in at the ass crack of dawn this morning for the first day, and I simply could not find it. So yeah. Any tips you guys could provide for those of us who want to watch would be great. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. So I have perfected my live stream
okay.
Outlets. The hotness right now is to watch through Twitch because Twitch streamers will do the research for you and they will put up usually like three at a time and live streams from TikTok, Instagram, like they'll bring them all in.
Oh, okay.
And so I'll go on Twitch and you search Eras Tour and a live will usually pop up.
Okay.
However, while I was doing this, and I have yet to use this because I only found this after the concert was over, there is an app called Swift Alert.
Oh.
It's $1.99, but it tells you so many things. Like, like you can, Swift Alerts, you can turn on alerts for different things. When the concert starts, when Taylor's on the stage, for the Fearless era, Evermore, Reputation,
wow.
all the eras. Look at this. So I have mine on for notifications for, we'll see how it goes tomorrow because I haven't
right.
tried this yet. I have my notifications on for when the concert starts, when Taylor gets on the stage, for when Reputation Era starts, Folklore, because I love that one.
Right, of course.
Surprise Songs, and then Midnights and Concert News. So we'll see.
Shit, I got to get that app.
And apparently, yeah. Look, so it tells you, too, the Surprise Song Tracker.
Cute.
It's got on here. And, look, it has all the songs, like what she sang for each one.
Cute.
Outfit tracker. It tells you which guitar she's using. It's
wow.
very in depth. I don't know who made this, but they have all the outfits listed. Pink and blue lover bodysuit. Golden blue lover bodysuit. Pink and blue, golden blue. Like it tells you each concert, which one she wore to which one. It's fucking crazy.
That is crazy.
So I don't know. And again, it's $1.99, but IMO.
That's worth
it. Very
every
worth it.
Yeah.
And so I'll report back on Tuesday as far as like the, oh, and it tells you all of her concerts, upcoming events.
Wow.
Oh, and then the Super Bowl's on the calendar.
Oh, that's cute.
Like crazy, Torture Post Department release.
Okay, cute. I love that.
Like it's really it's really in depth. So if you're interested in that, keep up with that. But I would say Twitch is the best way to find the live streams these days because some people now on TikTok, it's very annoying.
Oh, yeah.
They will find a stream and then they'll put it on a TV behind themselves and then they are streaming themselves watching the thing and they just are like, it's very, there was a girl on there and I feel bad. But holy shit. she's so annoying. Like, she was like, she had this thing behind her. No, she just kept like emoting to the camera. Like, the thing was behind her, and she kept being like, like the whole time. And she was wearing like 1,000 bracelets, and they were jingle jangle the whole fucking time. And I'm like, I'm trying to hear the concert, and you're jingle jangle bracelets, and your faces, you're like, faces. I'm like, stop. So then I switched to Twitch.
That is so because funny. Oh,
that's
my
how
God.
I watched all the California shows.
I did TikTok, but TikTok's a pain in the ass because you have to scroll and scroll and scroll until you find one. And then, like, you get, like, you never know what you're going to get on TikTok.
You never know.
Because there was one time I was watching, it was when the Speak Now announcement was.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy was just like, I think it's coming. I think something's coming. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I can't hear.
Yeah, so like, I feel like
Twitch, they're more professional, maybe.
People start to, yes. Well, they weed it out. They weed out the ones that are good and bad. And they pull from TikTok and Instagram, because there are people that do live Instagrams I didn't know about. Okay. So they really scour the place. You know, who knows? Some tech shit. But this morning, the main stream I was watching, that was like the best one, up to date, whatever, through Twitch was Chris Olsen.
Oh,
You know,
the TikToker?
TikToker, who's like hilarious.
Was,
I guess
he
was in Tokyo?
Yeah. Of course he is.
So I know. So he was there at the show, and his was front and center on there were three, but his was the one with the least lag and the best amount of time.
Right.
So it's also good because you can put the Twitch app up on your TV.
Yes.
That's another thing that's
true.
Helpful. Instead
that's
of staring at your phone like this. So I got myself up, made myself a little cup of tea.
Lovely.
Threw on, you know, had some Earl Grey while I waited for surprise songs. And we got Tokyo Night 1, Dear Reader, and Holy Ground. And I'm fine with that.
Yep.
So
fine with that. And I got Holy Ground already.
And you got Holy Ground.
Yeah,
Holy Ground has never been like a deep one for me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, whatever about it. Dear Reader, I think, is a great one for her to start with, especially after the announcement of
new
album. She also talked about today how excited she is for the new album, surprised she was to have won that Grammy.
Yep.
Thanked to all the fans and everything. She also made a funny joke that was like, people are always saying, like, you make too much music. And she's like, I just like doing it. Leave me alone. Exactly what we were saying the other day.
And she also said, like, right as she submitted Midnight, she started working on this album, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, if we're playing timelines, she also said that you have to submit the album a few months in advance to start making the vinyls.
Right.
So Midnight's came out October 2022, so that means that she was done with it probably summertime,
like August, September, you think?
Maybe even earlier.
Oh, okay.
You know, she was done with it around then, 2022, so this album probably was done in the last like month or so. Like 2 months, you know what I mean?
Interesting.
Because, you know, to have enough time for them to create the vinyls.
The vinyls, right.
And so, so she's been working on it for a long time. She's excited about it. She's excited for all of us to hear it.
And she said if she didn't win a Grammy, she would have announced it at Tokyo
Show. Which
sure
I think,
everyone was like, fuck.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right. Imagine. Yeah. Oh, my God. But I think, like, I don't know. I think that announcing a brand new album, you want the biggest stage for that. And
totally.
The Grammys, of course, Tokyo, that's incredible. But, like, how many people watch the Grammys?
Yeah,
like,
everyone.
Millions of people. So that was a great, like, announcement, whole thing for her. So all lucky stuff. She also, she also said she was so surprised winning it that she thought that was the only one. She didn't think she was going to win at all.
Makes sense.
Didn't think she was going to win at all. And then if she won one, she was going to announce it right then. Had no thought that she was going to win more than one, if any at all.
Yeah, that makes sense, because I feel like she would have done Album of the Year, obviously, but...
Completely.
Yeah.
Completely.
That would be just kind of cocky.
I know,
it'd
be crazy.
Oh, I'll do it when I win.
Like, exactly, what? Right. Yeah. Like, to wait or whatever.
Yeah.
She wore a blue 1989 outfit and surprise song, Little Dress.
Yep.
And I'm trying to think. I think that's it as far as the concert. Nothing crazy. Set list was the same. Everything about it was the same. Same Reputation costume.
Nice.
So we'll see. She's got 4 shows in Tokyo. We were saying this before. Thought it was only 3, but it's 4.
7, 8, 9, 10.
7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah. Okay.
And then 10 at night is when she goes back for a Super Bowl. So we will, by the time we speak to you guys again, we'll have 3 other concerts.
Wow.
Too.
Yeah.
So we'll have 6.
And the Super Bowl.
And the Super Bowl. Oh, my God. Next week is going to be crazy.
I know.
We got to clear our schedules on Monday. It's going to
be
a long one. Anyway.
Totally.
So, fabulous. Concert's good. Tokyo looks great. She said she was in a great mood also. So I'm just in a really good mood. Like, I just feel great. Whatever. So we love that for her.
Love. Okay.
Hi, Gia and Kelly. You don't have to play my voicemail because this is the third one I left. I just have so many questions. I need you to answer I would like to know what single, if any, she's going to release for this album. I don't think we got any singles from Midnights, but I know we typically normally do. So if you could just tell me if you think we're going to get a single, and if you do, what singles do you think we're going to get? Love you both. Bye.
Love you.
Love you. Bye. That's a good question.
Great question.
But I am curious because...
Was Karma...
I feel like
single?
It kind of like turned into one.
Yeah.
Like I feel like she now is going back and like turning other songs into singles. Like remember Cruel Summer was not a single.
Yeah. And then,
she retroactively made it one.
Yeah.
So I really don't know. I also don't know like if it matters to have a single or not per album.
I don't, for her, I don't think so.
At this point, right? Does she need one?
No.
But yeah, I don't know. It would have to be like, she would put out like a non-serious one. I feel like whenever she does singles, they're like, well,
she did. Well, Lover and The Archer were her two singles. Or The Archer and Me, I think, were her two singles.
The Archer was?
Yeah. Because I remember it came out and I was like, oh, interesting.
So true.
Because that's such a different sound.
So different. So then maybe it'll be... Yeah, maybe it'll be a sad one. Maybe it'll be a good... Because, like, I'm thinking about, like, Folklore was Cardigan.
Yeah.
And we love that song.
Love
Cardigan. You know, she hid away, you know, Mirrorball. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
we didn't
even know. That barely scratched the surface of, like, what the fuck was in Folklore.
I feel like it's any of them, I feel like it would be the title track.
Right.
But that's just, like, an easy choice.
Right.
I would love for it to be, like, one of these... obscure ones that you don't know, like The Alchemy or Manuscript, like Claire
or like
Beau,
Smallest Man in the World or whatever. That to me would be cool.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a weird feeling that there will not be a single.
I feel like that too. I also don't really care. Like she releases her, unless it were to be released early. Like she releases one song early.
Right.
Then I'd be like, interesting.
Mean. Like
totally.
I feel like she. I don't.
But
think
she's not. Hasn't done that in. She like never does that.
Does she, yeah, was there?
Or she did it, I think, last with Lover. Like she hasn't done it since Lover.
No, I thought Cardigan came out before, or no? Did it not?
No, because Folklore was a surprise, and so was Evermore.
So was Evermore, right?
And Midnight's didn't have
right.
Midnight's
now
also was kind
turning.
Of a surprise. Yeah,
right. Interesting.
Not really, but yeah. And
so,
yeah,
maybe she's done with
maybe
the singles.
She's over it.
Yeah, I get that honestly, because I feel like singles are such a risk.
Yeah,
especially with her,
yeah.
because her albums are so. Like deep and expanding that like one song could be so different from the next song.
Completely.
So like a single can give you a bad taste. Like I remember when The Archer came out and I kind of was like, what?
Yeah, it wasn't your vibe
and
at
me
first.
Too.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
now I love both of the, I don't love me, but I love The Archer is one of my favorite songs and I love Lover. But yeah, I feel like it could
be like
a
why
risk.
Pigeonhole yourself?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Kelly and Gia. This is Jesse coming at y'all live from Jackson, Mississippi.
Ooh, what's up, girl?
I have been a day one Taylor Watch. Supporter and fan. I love this podcast so much. I'm like, why aren't there more Taylor Swift podcasts? I have no idea. But
well, we don't need
that. Thank God. I say, watch your back. Don't even try. We got this block on lock.
Yeah.
Sorry, rewind.
About these track titles. She posted these track titles on February 5th. So what is this, Monday? I need to know how y'all feel about these titles, specifically the title... Fresh Out the Slammer.
Mm-hmm.
Also, My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys. Yeah.
Yep.
What do we think? I want your thoughts.
Yep.
Love you guys.
Love
Bye.
You, girl. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Yeah, no, when I first saw them, I was like, oh my God, like these titles are so long.
They were long, and I was like, there are so many stories about to be told.
Yeah.
Real or not, whatever, you know, whatever mode that she's in. Obviously, this is a Feather Quill album.
Right.
And so, which for those who don't know, she once said that she writes some songs in the tones of her songs she equates with like different writing
utensils. Yeah.
So it's like Glitter Gel Pen is like 1989 and like Feather Quill Pen was like Folklore.
Yeah.
And what's, does she have one more that she talks about?
I feel like yes.
Pencil. No. She has a bunch of different things, but this new album is definitely like Feather
Quill
vibe.
Fountain and
Fountain.
Glitter. Yeah.
Fountain when she's being profound.
Yeah.
That was her other, I think that's what she said. So this will be a Feather Quill album for sure. I think that what were the ones that she said? The my boy only breaks his toys. I really am like, I know I sound crazy to be like, that's about her cat, but who, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, who knows? Although
I feel like it's like a love bombing thing, maybe.
But also, who, there was another one. God, I think I've, let me see if I bookmarked some of these. People were going off with the comparisons, especially to Reputation.
Mm. Oh, yeah, online. Because it was like, I'm your toy.
Boy, shiny toys, you know that, yeah, I bought it. Ooh, yeah, right now.
Bad boy, shiny, yep, toy with, yep, the price, you know that I bought it.
And then my boy always, and then, yeah, so that's Cruel Summer. And then my boy only breaks his favorite toys. Right. So yeah, there could be a few bridges made
it kind of gives me like
these like intense songs,
yeah, like you love someone so much that you don't realize that you're hurting them,
right? Which is a lot of your losing me vibes, right? Exactly. Well,
but like fresh out the slammer scene is giving me No Body No Crime vibes. Like, I don't know, yeah, why, but I feel like it's gonna be like like, I was fresh out the slammer, you didn't see me coming.
I love that. You didn't see me coming. I unlocked the door and I stepped out into the hallway.
I stole the keys.
Hallway. Yeah. Stole the keys and got, I'm drunk in the back of the car.
Yeah, I just keep like referencing. I'll be out of the woods. Yeah.
It's like, that's just going to be a mashup.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
It's
going
to be a mashup of all of our
shit. Fresh out the slammer.
Fresh out the slammer.
Lock me up.
Don't you hand me that hammer, because I'll hit you in the face with it.
Because I'll smash you cold, and then I'll call Estee and say, clean up the mess.
And by the way, Estee's a friend of mine. It's just like, wait. I'm looking through the things we were sending back and forth to each other, and I forgot that we have to give a shout out to Shawn Mendes for... for spotting
Shawn Mendes,
for spotting villainous Joe Alwyn before anyone else. It was I think it's Variety, right? Or yeah, no? Yeah. Oh no, sorry.
It's
Vanity
the lie
Fair
detector test.
The Vanity Fair lie detector test. Shawn Mendes was shown a bunch of photos of different
yeah,
celebrities.
Like, why was he shown a photo of Joe?
No
Alwyn?
Idea. And
yeah,
Joe Alwyn was one of the people that he was shown, and he was like, "Oh, he looks nice." And the guy was like, "That's a lie." Yeah. And he was like, "Yeah, honestly, I don't know. He just looks like a villain. Like, he looks like he could just,
like,
he could turn on you. Yeah, it's something in the eyes. I don't trust people with light eyes." Like, it was a hilarious thing. So shout out to Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes, he knew before anyone else.
And
he was on the Lover song. He was on a remix.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so maybe
and that
he
was
met
so
Joe.
Cute too.
Yeah,
I bet he did.
Song.
I bet he
and
did.
And he saw those
and
eyes.
And he saw that shit was
and
not
he
right.
He was like, he's a villain.
Something was wrong. But anyway, so the track list for sure is, you know, we're shaken up, and it's, yeah, fun making all these guesses and stuff. But I am trying, like, as much as I want to make the guesses and make the connections and whatever, I'm trying really hard not to like think of them in any one specific,
yes,
way.
Me too.
Because that's where you get in trouble. You,
yes,
know what I mean?
You, because start, you never know with her.
You never,
like,
know.
You really can't make any guesses.
No. And it's fun to be surprised.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I feel like the name of the album, the Tortured Poet Poets Department, mm-hmm, like, I kind of knew that the track list was going to be like,
definitely,
something crazy like
something,
that, because
something,
the title is the title of the album is not what you expected.
Hi Kelly,
absolutely.
Hi Dia, my name is Katrina.
Ooh, hey Katrina,
from Melbourne, Australia. I'm a huge fan.
Oh my God, accent, I didn't even notice.
No,
me off of Sam Planbury. I'm literally the podcast I listen to all the time. I was just calling saying that I'm actually going to two of Taylor's Melbourne shows.
Yes!
So exciting.
In 2 weeks. And
fuck yeah.
Oh, I have never been so excited for anything. And I just wanted to call and leave a voicemail to share that, like, how excited I am and how excited,
yes,
I am to experience the Eras tour. And all of that, because
I know we do.
I think, especially in Australia, we always get quite starved of artists, and we don't really get the opportunity for artists to come. So the one thing I did actually want to ask you girls was what to expect at this concert. What should I wear? Because obviously we're in the middle of summer right now.
What should I wear?
So it's going to be really hot. The stadium she's performing at,
Fun Fact,
is the biggest, one of the biggest stadiums in the world, and it's actually going to have her biggest crowd capacity.
I didn't know that.
In a very long time. So it's about like 90,000 in the stadium per night, which is going to be crazy.
Wow.
But, you know, it's a 3.5 hour show. Mm-hmm. It's going to be really, really hot.
Yep.
I don't know. It's like 30 degrees. Celsius. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit.
We'll look it up.
That's like
80. What should
yeah.
I wear? Like, what's appropriate? Like, you know. Yeah, I just love to hear what you girls.
86.
Oof.
Any God. Advice and anything to do because I'm going to the pump show on my own. So, I just want to
Ooh,
say
fun.
Hi and I love the podcast and hopefully you girls keep it going. And
thanks, girl.
Come to Australia,
Hell yeah.
please. I'll show you around.
Please. I would yeah, love please. To go to Australia.
Please.
Yeah, I thought that
Incredible.
Was so cute.
So cute. Thank you so much for calling in. And
Australia.
It's from so far away.
I know,
that's
it's
so
cool.
exciting.
Shrimp on the Bobby.
I know. Yeah, shrimp on the Vegemite. Yeah. I learned that from Mary-Kate and Ashley.
No, Vegemite is Australian.
No, I know it is. Oh. But that I only know it from
Tim Tams.
From Our Lips Are Sealed, Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Oh, of course.
First of all, so exciting. Congratulations.
Yes.
You get to go to a couple of the concerts. It's so fun. We printed out that. I didn't bring it in with me. But we printed out the list of her entire schedule. So we will try to be as up on them as we can.
Yeah.
From what I can see, there will be 3 shows in Melbourne and 4 in Sydney.
Wow.
So that's crazy.
Yeah.
And she's there for like 2 weeks. I think February 16th to the 26th, she's there.
That's
so
awesome.
She's there for a long time. It's fantastic. So exciting. Temperature-wise, concert-wise.
Yeah, 86 is hot.
That is hot.
So I would wear, I wore a dress
mm-hmm.
the first time.
Yeah.
Or both the first 2 times. And I was super comfortable. I think
I wore a dress too.
Anything
fine.
That you're comfortable in
mm-hmm.
is the number one
completely
thing because
completely
you, even though an outfit may be cute but you think it has long sleeves my shoes are uncomfortable don't wear it
if you are right if you were even just a little bit uncomfortable
yes.
don't bother because again it's 3.5 hours you're gonna be sitting there it will be hot wear flat shoes
wear
don't
flat shoes.
Do not bother with
yes.
with any kind of like heel whatever it's not
unless
worth
it's
it.
Like your heels that you've had for 10 years and you
even
know they're
still,
so comfy
even still
That's
I'm
true.
Like you know what I mean like yeah maybe they could be comfy whatever if you are someone who can wear heels for 3.5 hours
yeah.
standing up sure but I wore
no,
sparkly
I
sparkly like Keds like some Bessie Johnson like
cute
whatever they're called and they were great perfect for the whole thing and honestly good because I wore socks
mm-hmm.
like it was good for that because when we went it was late spring Memorial Day
yeah.
weekend-ish for us when we went when she was at MetLife and it was warm but it wasn't that warm
yeah no not
so
at all.
I would say that prioritize the comfort
yeah
and don't do you know oh this is something that I feel like I don't know if I've said it on here before or not as someone who will always drink before an event at an event do whatever myself don't even like bother like have like I think I had one High Noon at the show
I didn't drink at the show either
and
I didn't really feel the need to because,
no you don't need it
yeah
like you don't need to if you are someone who like worries about social anxiety you need to you want to have a drink to like calm down or whatever like,
yeah
you
she
don't,
did say she's going by herself
you won't need that right so maybe,
so actually be careful because you don't want to drink
careful.
Too much if you're going by yourself
I think I had like one High Noon before I left for the concert and then I had one throughout the entirety of the show
right.
and then I just drank water and whatever but like don't you know you don't want to drink too much because you're going to be jumping up and down you're going to be screaming you're going to be sweating it's going to be hot like you will get that adrenaline those endorphins will come without it.
Totally
like, you don't even
totally,
need to bother
totally I was just going to
yeah.
say and it's also so hot so you don't want to like
you don't want to
be
you don't want to dehydrate yourself
yeah
right.
yeah
you are the priority like your hydration is priority
yeah
if we've learned
I would
anything.
Say I mean maybe not for your first show, but for your second show, sit during the transitions. Because
yes.
I felt like that helped a lot. The transitions are like a good, nice minute or so, 60
mm-hmm.
seconds to sit,
mm-hmm.
take a breath, and then you stand back up and start again. Because
yep.
it's a lot standing up. I mean, can't even imagine how it sort of feels, but standing for 3 hours singing and dancing, it drains you.
Oh, it is.
So
and it drains you more than
you
think.
Feel like you need to sit, take a seat.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think I sat during all the transitions.
Yeah, me too.
I only went once, but I think that I didn't even, yeah. But because it is, it's like, it feels like a fucking workout after you're done.
Totally.
And it honestly makes you appreciate the show that much more.
Yeah,
because
totally.
You're like, how the fuck is this woman doing this?
Yeah.
Because all I did was kind of jump up and down, and I had like shin splints for 2 weeks. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, you're going to
so
have
just stay hydrated.
The best time of your life. Like, you're going to have so much fun from
yep.
the beginning to the end. Like, it's just a roller coaster, and it's so fun.
Absolutely.
Even if you're by yourself, like the people next to you, everyone's so nice.
Everyone will be into
super
it.
Super friendly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
you can just
yeah.
zone in on it. Like you
yeah.
can just like I was there with your sister and yes, we were next to each other, but we both were just zoned
oh,
the fuck
totally,
in. Like, we
totally.
Barely like
yeah.
we sort of talked to each other, but we were
yeah.
we were watching the concert.
Yeah.
So it was it's great, and everybody is pumped up. People are excited about, like, you know, doing the friendship bracelet thing.
Yeah.
The only thing I noticed was, like, people are a little hesitant because they're not sure what everybody's about. Like, everyone shows up with, like, friendship bracelets and all this stuff going on. And, like, ready to do it, but nobody wants to be, like, the first one to do it.
Yeah.
But whoever you, like, go up to when you're trying to trade and whatever, everyone's down. Like, it's just nice. I think people are just nervous to, like, bother other people.
Totally.
But don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Get so excited.
You're going to have so much fun. Yep. Wear a cute outfit that you feel comfortable in. Yep. And yeah, just enjoy yourself. Just take it all in.
Oh, and so
that's
excited
nice
for
you. To go twice because obviously, like, you get to, I would say maybe, like, take a bunch of videos the first night and then maybe the next night just don't really take that many because that's what I did. And you can just really take
just
it all
enjoy.
In. Yeah. Yeah.
So wonderful.
So exciting.
Good. Ooh.
And let us know when we can come visit you.
Speaking of, let us know when we can come visit. Yep. Also, speaking of Australia, Travis, who has been bombarded nonstop by these reporters. They won't stop. He's obviously doing media press. It's media week right before the Super Bowl. And everybody's allowed to come in and ask him whatever questions they want. Every fucking journalist is asking questions about Taylor Swift.
It's insane.
It's gotten to the point where, like, and he has been just
he's been
nothing
such a gentleman about it.
He's a gentleman. He's patient. He's not, like, being rude about it. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Hasn't snapped. I would have killed all these people. But I would have been like, ask me a fucking question about myself by now. Like,
it's crazy.
And so claps to Travis for having patience of an angel.
Yeah.
And also, but one person did ask from Australia, came on and was like, oh, we're blah, blah, blah down in Melbourne. You know, are you going to come visit us anytime soon, maybe for a concert?
Right.
And because obviously Taylor's performing there in a couple weeks. And he said, oh, well, I don't have any, I have made no plans until after the Super Bowl. Like, I don't have any plans right now. He's like, but I would one day love to come and see Down Under. Like, you know, whatever. So it sounds like Travis is probably going
to be. He has a lot of time to go. So
he does a ton of time. And she's there for so long. So it sounds like Travis will be in Australia at some point based on his cheeky answer.
Yeah,
I
love
that.
I also saw another tweet and he was like, Travis, when asked if all the attention has been a distraction, and he said, everybody is subject to their own opinion on everything, but I feel like it's only given me energy, man. I'd be silly to find any negativity with what's going on in my life.
Absolutely.
Oh, Travis.
Oh, Travis. He's just, he really is, like, every answer he gives is perfect.
People make fun of him for, like, being silly online and, like, not really being the most articulate person, whatever.
Sure.
But I find that all of his responses to these interviewers have been so great, so patient, so kind, so nice towards Taylor, and it really made me gain a lot of respect for him
couldn't agree more.
So let's go into the DMs now. Woo! Because those
perfect.
Were the voicemails.
Thank you guys for calling.
Yeah,
so fun.
Oh, this is an interesting one. What are your thoughts on the mysterious TikTok account that leaked the track list to the Poets Department, the Tortured Poets Department? Mm-hmm. They supposedly also posted the name of the new album back in January and are claiming that Reputation TV will come out in September. Their account is now gone, but screenshots are circulating and they were right about everything.
First of all,
crazy.
We hate the spoiler.
I know.
People.
I hate the leakers.
The leakers are so fucked up.
I think that's why she leaked it why she released it so early, because it was leaked.
Well, everybody says that when people leak her stuff, she, like, it's not enough time for her to, like, make it fun. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's not enough time for her to, like, leave little clues
Midnight's Madness things.
Right, Midnight's Madness, or, like, you know, unscramble stuff from a vault or like, whatever. Like, we aren't able to do any of those things when people are leaking this stuff.
Yeah, which sucks.
And this time around, you know, it got leaked and she just put out a picture of the things and with a white heart. You know what I mean? So she's pissed.
Yeah,
she's
I could
upset.
Tell. I would be
frustrated.
Upset too.
I'd be so frustrated.
But,
like,
it is crazy because the TikTok
is it?
Account was, like, I forget the username, but it was, like, Crazy Carly or something. Not Carly, but I don't want to say Carly Claus.
Yeah,
it's a crazy
something. Crazy
something. And it had no posts, nothing, like, barely any followers, and it leaked. It's like, who is that?
Who's doing that?
Yeah.
I know. That's so fucked up. I hate that so much.
Yeah,
because,
I hate
it too. Because if they're leaking stuff, like, and, you know, and if they're right about things, that means it's someone really on the inside.
Yeah,
like, it
which
means
is
it's someone
crazy.
That is, like, somehow, but, like, it must be someone so deep into it, because I think I got a DM. Yeah, I did. I got a DM from a girl who said that her friend works at UMG and that and works, like high up in the merch
stuff
and whatever, and sometimes has, like, an inkling of something going on. And this time around, that nobody had any idea.
Wow.
So this album, Taylor kept really in-house, like, so close to the vest.
Interesting.
And still this happens?
Yeah.
So who the fuck We got sounds like we got a rat. We got to sniff
literally.
It out.
Literally.
Sniff out this fucking rat.
Uh-oh.
I don't like that at all.
I don't like that at all. And I'm gonna start investigating.
I would like to start investigating as well, because this is ridiculous. And I also think, like, why do people have to spoil everything? Like, just have fun with it.
I know. I hate spoilers.
Have
Luckily,
patience.
It was
Get
not.
Get excited.
Did
like,
you see it? I didn't
no,
see anything about it.
No, I didn't see it.
It.
But I saw screenshots after the fact, like,
yeah,
all
me
over
too.
Twitter or whatever.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't see it in real time.
Thank God.
And, yeah, I would have been upset.
I would have been so pissed.
And I feel bad that, you know, I'm sure, you know, the track list has to come out eventually and it's whatever, but it has to be frustrating when you want to plan stuff and have fun, and people are so greedy, and they just are so looking for clicks and so whatever, and like we're greedy in our own way, being like, yeah, I'm a brat more than I am greedy. and these people are greedy.
It's just rude, and you're ruining a good time, and you're a party pooper.
100%.
Yeah,
it's fucked up. Stop doing that.
Yeah, agreed.
I hope this person hears.
We're coming for you.
We're coming for you. We won't forget. We will come after you.
Okay.
Fucked up.
Hi, Kelly and Gia. Danny from Baltimore here, needing to ask you girls about your thoughts on track five on the I keep saying the Dead Poets. Oh my fucking God. The Tortured Poets Department being So Long London. I think it speaks volumes. I mean, if you guys don't
Holy
know the
shit.
Lore behind track five, like all of the track five songs are kind of like her big, like,
I looked
banger,
it up.
Like, good lyrics.
I looked it up yesterday. It's the ones that she that are most personal to her. That's
okay.
how she said it, which usually becomes like a big banger because
right.
it's like some kind of anthem, sadness, whatever. We've got
So All Too Well was
All
a track
well.
Five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, read them out. I think that
Cold as You, White Horse.
Yep.
All You Had to Do Was Stay, mm-hmm. Delicate, The Archer, You're on Your Own Kid, My Tears Ricochet,
yep.
Tolerate It, Dear John. And yeah, All Too Well. And I thought Getaway Car was also track five.
Was it?
Oh
yeah, did we have a Reputation one on there? I don't think you did. I don't think you listed a Reputation song.
Yeah, I don't think I did either.
Don't blame
no,
me.
Oh,
no,
Delicate.
Delicate.
Oh, okay,
Delicate.
Track five. Oh, Getaway Car is nine.
Getaway Car.
But interesting. But yeah, I think it speaks volumes. I think it's going to be the song that everyone is going to be listening to first. Maybe.
Everyone's going to be listening to it. Everyone's going to be talking about it. Obviously, we're drawing clear parallels between the Lover album London Boy and, you know, literally the fact that Joe is from London. Like, I think that a lot of these tracks, well, this one specifically, this is the only track that we know for sure has something to do with Joe. And there is no arguing that fact. Like, that's what's happening.
It has
so,
to, yeah, it just has to be. Like,
has
you
to
can't
be.
Mention London without people thinking that.
And I'm very bummed out by this impending song. I mean, I'm excited, of course. I can't wait to hear the tea. I can't wait to, like, cry along to it or, like, laugh along to it, whatever kind of vibe it's going to be. But I'm sad that our girl is over London as a whole.
Right.
You know, that Joe ruined London for her, because I've been to London now a few times in the past year, and it's the only place other than New York that I would move to. I would consider living in. And I told myself in 10 years I'm going to move to London and I'm going to try it out. And now it's like, well, if Taylor Swift says that London sucks, London sucks.
Now she says so long.
What don't I know?
Yeah,
and
God
so now I'm worried.
It.
Now I'm like, oh, bummer,
I,
you know?
I thought I got...
I would still go there, even if Taylor Swift hated it. Like, to be clear, she's
I
not
love,
running my life
yeah,
like that, but...
It's too good.
It's so great, but
I
like...
I thought I got a DM or text about it, but maybe I forgot to add it, but I just wanted to touch on... speaking of Joe in London, the quote that was released.
Oh my God, Daily Mail thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's definitely in our
yeah.
DMs.
So
it,
he said, Joe has not said one word about Taylor or their breakup and had been completely respectful of her. An insider told Daily Mail, it's undeniable that the name of her upcoming album is in reference to Joe's WhatsApp group chat. Taylor knocked him for the name of this when they were together. She didn't want people to think that it had anything to do with her, so when he spoke about it, she was, of course, bothered. The insider continued, Joe has no reason to believe yet that she's going to diss him or their relationship. She writes about her past using code and points of reference. It might just be that she's reflecting on their time together, and he's hoping it is nothing more. If it's a diss album, that is shady. He helped her with songwriting on her past album, so it really comes as a shock to him if she talks about their breakup, as it is something he has not spoken of at all. Oh, and then the source finished. Regardless of what she does, he will not respond because he has removed himself from her narrative, and he's very glad he did.
Fuck that. Fuck that. Ew. First of all, so much to break down about this. One,
it's insane. Yeah.
It's insane. One, it's the Daily Mail, so we have to take that in consideration. This source feels like a friend who spoke on his behalf. Oh, and also he's guilty because I sent you right before we started this. Joe Alwyn, 21 hours ago, Joe Alwyn accidentally unliked the Daily Mail tweet about Taylor shading him on her upcoming album. He's now back at 58 likes. He liked it with a headline. It said, exclusive, Taylor Swift's ex, Joe Alwyn, feels it would be shady for pop star to diss him in new album. And he liked that and then unliked it. So here he's fucking up already.
It's just insane.
And he's afraid that this is going to be a big diss album. And the only people, again, he's said nothing this whole time, which I think is the right move.
Yeah,
he doesn't need to say anything. Go into your land of obscurity like you want to and just stay out of it. Taylor is always going to write about her life. You can interact however you want. To throw her own words back at her, whether that was like the friend spicing that up or whoever this insider is was like spicing that up, he's removed himself from her narrative and he's happy he did so. Like, it makes it sound like that he dumped her.
Yeah.
And it sounds like, I listened to You're Losing Me and that doesn't fucking sound like quite the case.
Yeah.
Also, I think that that this to me is like getting ahead of something, like being like,
totally.
Well, there's no bad blood, so I don't know what she could say about me. And if she did, that's pretty fucking shady. It's like, you wouldn't even have to say anything like that or think anything like that if you know for a fact that you did nothing wrong.
I agree. And also,
so it sounds like you did.
Totally. And I feel like, have you not known who you were dating for the past 6 years? Like, come on, give me a fucking break. It's so clear, if this is true, that he never saw her for who she really was, at least at the end, because she has talked about this countless amounts of times. It's like, if you don't want me to write songs about you, don't do anything that deserves a song. And no, even if he didn't do anything bad or good or whatever, she
don't
can
be
still
my fucking
write
boyfriend.
About,
if you don't want me to be inspired by things that you've done to me, good or bad, to write the music that pays the fucking bills, then get out of my life.
It's just, it really proves to me that he was either trying to change her or did not truly accept. And or this had a huge catalyst in their relationship, the fact that he just truly could not accept her and her art and her person and her job, basically.
100%.
To release music about what she's going through and to say that, like, wait, what was it? It was like, which won him album? Like, talking about like how he like helped her write albums.
Helped her write Folklore, like, that which won an album of the year. I mean, also, wait, let me do a little laugh about Folklore. In my head, yes, Joe helped her with a couple of those songs. Got a Grammy out of it. So annoying.
I know.
But besides that, he, like, they got together. She went in hiding. And then like, the pandemic happened and all this shit goes on and whatever. They come out. She comes out with Folklore. Comes out with Lover. Then she comes out with Folklore. And Folklore was always presented as the album that was just storytelling. None of these stories are, like, true or about me. These are all about other people. It's starting to come out a little bit that, like, Folklore might be a little more real than we think it was.
Totally.
And I think that Joe maybe wanted to lie to himself and be like, oh, yeah, we're helping together and writing this album. We're storytelling right here. You're storytelling about Taylor Swift.
Right.
So keep that in mind. Don't act like you don't know what's happening here. Don't act like you don't hear the passion behind these lyrics and the feeling behind the words.
Right, right.
Like, it's just crazy. Don't act stupid like that. Don't have some inside sword. Like, if I'm him, I quote tweet the Daily Mail and say, I didn't say any of this, but I do want to stay out of it, so please leave me out of it.
Yeah.
And then say nothing else about her ever again. It's the only way you
just
can move forward.
So
this was
so
like
crazy.
A huge fucking mistake, I think.
Yeah, totally.
Even having anyone say anything.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous,
like
ridiculous.
And honestly, I know you're in the relationship, but like, it's not about you.
It's not about you.
Like,
it's
this
not
is
all
her
about
life.
You.
This is her narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Remove yourself from it. I don't give a fuck.
Remove yourself.
Joe Alwyn.
No need to tell us you're removing yourself.
Do a D-list movie that you
We've done that.
At.
We've removed you already.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it.
Yeah. Legit.
Fucking crazy. Crazy for him to say that, or for anybody to say that on his behalf. Crazy.
Totally.
The narrative thing really pissed me off. He'd like to be removed from he's removed from her narrative, and he's like, fuck
like
you.
How could you say that about someone you dated for 6 years? Like,
who said that same thing? I like to be excluded from this narrative.
Don't weaponize her own words.
It's fucking crazy. That's lowest of the low, whoever the fuck gave that quote.
Agreed.
Lowest of the low.
Agreed. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hi, Kelly and Gia. My name is Chloe, and I firstly want to say that I absolutely love hearing you guys each week. It's such a fun thing to look forward to.
Chloe.
You're both amazing. My question for Taylor Watch this week is, just based off the vibes of the title tracks, which songs are you each of you claiming as your favorite and why?
Ooh, that's
love
hard.
You guys.
Let me pull
love
it back up.
Love you too, Chloe. Thank you for the question,
Love you
queen.
So much. Thank you so much for the question. We love the cues.
I know what I'm claiming, and I'm claiming I can fix him. No, really, I can.
That's, you can have
I'm
that
I'm claiming
one.
That as my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope it doesn't disappoint me.
I hope that too for you. And I'm excited to hear that one as well.
Yeah.
I think I am most excited about, honestly, But Daddy, I Love Him. I'm very curious about how that song's going to go. I'm a Little Mermaid stan. So if it has something to do with like voice and Little Mermaid and whatever, like that, I like that metaphor.
Yeah.
And so I think I would really feel strongly about that. I'm also extremely interested in the Clara Bow song.
Yes, me too. Me too. Super interested in that. And Florida.
Florida too. I just want to know what that's all about.
Machine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love Florence and
Machine.
Oh yeah, and duh, the Post Malone song. I'm dying to hear that.
Oh yeah, that too. Okay.
So many. All of them. Really.
Yeah, literally.
All of them. Can't wait to hear all of them, but those definitely have piqued my interest.
Okay, so this one's kind of a long one.
Okay.
For Taylor Watch, I have a theory about the tortured poets department.
Ooh.
People keep saying it's like folklore, but I think it's more like the opposite side of the Midnight's coin. The album art is a soft-lit bed scene. The black cover is a tired/dazed expression. I think it's like the morning that follows the midnight. It's so easy to get spun into an emotional spiral or hype yourself up in the middle of the night. But when the next morning comes, there's a sense of coming back to reality and having to pick up the pieces and make peace with what happened. And that's the vibe I get. Like the final piece of the Reputation, Lover, Midnight's character arc. Just with the same flavor as the folklore Evermore, because she's reclaiming that style that was marked by Joe's influence. Thoughts.
Ooh.
I love this theory.
I saw, do you see that guy that makes like the really pretty animations of Taylor?
Yeah.
Like did you see the one where.
Wait, the drawings?
The drawings.
Yeah.
Did you see the one, I forget if we shared it back and forth, where it's like the Midnight's Taylor is like coming out of a cloud and is like tapping the shoulder of like a sleeping, tortured poet's department Taylor and is like, wake up.
Oh,
like,
I
it's
love
time.
That. That's so
and
cute.
And I thought, I was like, that is so cute.
Yeah.
Because it's true. Midnight's was like a fever dream. It was like you know, it's the top
it's like
of the lover house.
Sleepless nights.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's the middle of the night. We're dreaming. It's this crazy thing. And then, Torture Post Department will be a back to reality kind of situation.
Yeah.
I like that. That explanation though,
yeah,
where it's
like
waking it's the next
up and
day,
being like, oh shit, like
the middle of the night feels so intense and the next day doesn't.
Yeah.
But that's so true. And for those who have felt, and I know that we are aligned on this, for those who have felt like so wound up in the middle of the night and you wake up the next day and you are still sad, but you're not like, you're not as wound up, but you're still sad. And then you have clarity, but you're still sad. If you're writing in that headspace, I think that that's magic.
I think
that it's
going
to be like
totally.
So vulnerable, honest, tired.
Yeah.
Like I bet a lot of these songs are going to sound fucking tired.
Yeah.
You know, like I am exhausted by myself. I'm exhausted by this, everything that I'm dealing with
and
whatever.
Everything around me. Yeah.
That
yeah.
I think is a great
analysis.
I really
liked that analysis.
Yeah.
It
fabulous.
It was, yeah. Yeah.
Who sent that to us?
She didn't say her name, unfortunately.
Chloe was the one before.
Chloe was the title tracks. Yeah.
Chloe was title tracks.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Whoever you are,
Anonymous
thank
Swiftie.
You. Yeah. I really, really like that. And I agree with that theory for sure.
Totally. And I look forward to it. That's a great vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so much a question, but can you discuss how she... Rewind. Not so much a question, but can you discuss how she said it's been 2 years in the making? Do you think she started it while dating Joe and finished it after they broke up? I think yes.
I think yes. Yeah. I think based on what we said before, how she mentioned the you have to submit the albums
early for
vinyls. If we're talking July, August, September of 2022, then I'm sure it was probably the final crash.
Yeah, because and You're Losing Me was written in 2021, so it definitely, I think, it's going to be maybe a little bit of like a timeline.
Right.
Yeah.
It could be. And the December of 2021.
Yeah.
So we still have all of 2022. Yeah. Right. It's a little unclear.
It is unclear.
Exactly when it started.
I also think maybe they broke up before it was publicly announced, I would think.
Oh,
right?
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I think. At least. I think they were broken up when she went to the 1989 show.
Oh.
I think fully. When she was up there in that short ass dress drinking whiskey with Matty Healy. I think, yes. Right, they were definitely broken up by then.
Interesting.
For sure. I don't think she would have done that without that. Like, if they were still together, I don't think she would have done that.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay, this is the last one, which I just thought was funny. The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, a poem by Caitlin.
Yay.
Dante with the middle finger emoji. With the middle finger emoji. Love you so much, Kelly and Gia. Thank you, Caitlin.
Oh, that's the best poem. That's the best poem of the day.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
The smallest man who ever lived, Dante.
Thank you for having my back. Thank you for having my back and our backs in general. Yes. That's hilarious.
But yeah, that's
great poem.
That's it for the day. Oh, wait. Fabulous. Oh, no, we did that one. Yep. So those are the ones for.
Excellent. Oh, what a great time.
Yeah,
what a great time. We love it. Thank you guys so much for submitting.
Yeah, seriously. Thank you so much.
Let's see. You know what? You already know what I'm doing. Oh, good. Here we go. Oh. It's up sooner. If you want to call in, again, the phone lines are open all the time. You can call whenever you want, but just so you know that if you want to get in, within the week, we cut you off, Wednesday morning. So because we record on Wednesday. So between now and Wednesday morning, whatever you want to leave a voicemail about or text or DM, go ahead and either call or text this number, 347-450-0723, or DM the Taylor Watch Instagram, and that's where we get all this gold from, all this magic.
Yeah, seriously, guys, thank you so much. It's so fun to read these with you guys out loud and talk about it, and I feel like it brings us together, and it's so cute.
It makes me obviously we sit here, we talk about Taylor, whatever, but it's so nice to hear that people are feeling passionate about it too and are excited about the show and that we're not just talking
too
into the void.
Too insane crazy and Taylor Swift fans.
Right. Yeah. So it makes me feel good that we're all on the same page.
Yay. And we're gonna have so much to talk about next week too.
So much to talk about. Holy shit. So we'll have three concerts.
The shows, and the Super Bowl.
And the Super Bowl. And that's gonna be insane.
Yeah.
So looking forward to next week. Make sure that you subscribe, follow, everything that you need to do, so we can keep the lights on over here for ourselves. Yep. And we'll see you next week.
Love you guys.
Love you.